Democratic farm congressmen were interested in re-electing, and they're quite optimistic, I'm happy to report. They feel that the situation where farmers out there are concerned has improved immeasurably, and we're beginning to get some of the results of better prices and better income.
Well, if you'll just harp on it and just fill the papers full of it and make them get on radio, and you get on the radio every damn day, questions and answers, and point up those prices out there. This son of a bitch Frankel wrote a mean story about how happy and pleased we were when they were down before. Yeah. I don't believe that. Don't they stretch that a little bit?
Oh, Christ, yes. This has gotten to be a holy cow out there now that there's a farm revolt. And as I just say a moment ago, I just finished 2 hours with these Democratic congressmen, and without exception, why they feel confident in their line is, frankly, is just don't do too damn much, don't say too much, because they know this. If you overstate the case, you'll get a negative reaction. Just say firmly, this is where we come from, this is what we've done, and this is what we'll continue to do. And if you make too much of it, why, you're apt to get a little backlash. It's their line. I was rather surprised this morning because I told them I would propose taking a real hard-hitting line and chewing up the Republicans and those that are opposing this, and they thought that isn't necessary. We've got it made out there with these farmers if we just keep at it on a firm and quiet basis. And I spent 2 hours going over with them. I was quite surprised. So this, in my judgment, if you'll pardon my being crude early in the morning, big farm revolt. These congressmen don't want any reference to the president. They don't want any reference to the secretary of agriculture. Just a lot of bullshit. These newspaper people down here live in incest, you know. They feed on one another. One reads a story and then another one writes a goddamn thing. And the more you knock them down, why, the more they seem to pick it up. If the facts are different and you get the facts out to the people that count, why, you get the votes. And we'll be out there doing that.
Okay, I don't believe we've done that. I don't believe the average farmer thinks that he's doing a hell of a lot better and happy. I believe a good many of them are switching over. I may be wrong, but I think they're mad about three or four things. I think that the damn New York Times story said we were delighted and pleased at the reduction prices, and that we blamed them for all the high prices, which nobody did. But I think that Times story, they're a bunch of lying bastards. And I think that that got over, and I think that everybody goes, repeats it. I just don't believe that we've got the answer yet, but I think that these state figures, do they advocate against you releasing the figures showing what you've done? And
I tested them out on that. I want to go back at them individually. They were not real enthusiastic about it. Very frankly, here are the people now, like Alec Olson, Minnesota, who's a pretty solid little guy. He just got through beating that strong primary opponent, about 4-1 out there. Neil Schisler from Illinois, he'd been out with Paul Douglas. He just said he'd been on the street corners with Paul, and Paul was just ripping the hell out of the Republicans and saying, you ought to have your head examined. He said that he didn't think it really had gone over too good. He thought that a little softer sell that these farmers know damn well that they're doing better now. They're not just too anxious to be reminded about it. Neil Smith from Iowa, Neil is pretty solid. Clark Callan from Nebraska, Fritz Mondale, Quint Burdick, Wisconsin Stahlbaum, and Redland from North Dakota, and Quint Burdick from North Dakota.
Is Burdick up?
No, Burdick is not up, but he's a pretty cute political observer, and I wanted him in. And this was really a unanimous opinion. I was surprised, as I mentioned to you yesterday. You sit here and see these people chew on you while in the heck.
Well, they're wrong. This group you had in this morning is wrong.
I think they're wrong.
I know damn well they are. If they think you ought to hide your under a bushel and run.
No, I don't know that.
I don't agree with that at all. I think that you've got to say, here's their record and here's ours.
Yeah.
Take your choice, period. And you got to say it every hour.
I agree.
Yeah, well, that's...
Of how hard...
I'm not talking about hard or soft. I'm just saying, here's their record.